to have some family heart-to-heart time.
我们今天晚上呢会有家人的心对心的谈话。
So we brought a living room. Is that okay?
好，所以我们这边场地呢布置成好像在那个家庭的客厅一样。
And what's really awesome, we're going to have three generations sitting together.
我们在这边呢会有三代这样子坐在一块。
So we have Sam.Welcome, Sam.
我们欢迎 Sam. 欢迎 Sam.
Mama Martina.
还有 Martina, 妈妈。
We're going to welcome up Minister Alvin.
我们还有欢迎 Alvin 传道。
And Minister Chris. Come on up.
还有 Chris 传道。
So good. The theme of the conference, what is it?
我们知道这次的那个特会的主题是什么吗？知道请举手，请回答。
Awesome.
两代同行, two generations walking together.
Two generations walking together.
两代同行.
And as Mama Grace shared at the beginning of this conference, it's like nothing we had ever planned or had hoped for.
那 Mama Grace 也是说这样子的一个特会呢是我们所计划。
We never had an inner life conference like this.
我们在过去若不是圣灵的带领从来不会用这个主题。
But we believe we're living in a very critical hour.
但是我们相信我们活在一个非常关键的时刻。
We believe we're in the beginnings, even the birth pains of revival.
我们相信我们在一个那个复兴的惨难的起头。
And for revival to come, we need the generations to come together.
若是我们要复兴来临，我们必须两代一起努力。
It's not going to take just one generation coming alive.
并不是一代就能够成功。
Not even just two generations coming alive.
或者就是两代就是能够这件事能够发生。
But we believe even three generations turning their hearts to each other.
我相信甚至包括三代，我们的心与心彼此相向。
We're going to read a passage out of Malachi 4, 5, and 6. We'll do it in 中文 first and then 英文。
好不好？我们一起来读马拉基书第四章五到六节。我们先一起读中文，然后我们再读英文。中文看哪，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女。儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
In English, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of their children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction.We believe we're living in these days. Amen.
我们相信我们已经活在这个时代了。Amen 吗？
We can see like no other time in human history is there an attack on family.
我们在史无前例的看见仇敌正在攻击家庭。
As Pastor Mongan started us off in the first session, every kind of demonic attack the enemy has been throwing at the family to divide.
在第一堂晚上，蒙恩牧师已经跟我们讲到仇敌。用尽全力的在攻击我们的家庭，撕裂我们的家庭。
It's like we're missing each other completely.
好像我们彼此就是背道而驰，我们没有办法连接在一起。
Before it was we could pretend with that we like each other.
之前呢，我们好像感觉我们可以假装我们彼此喜欢。
But now we're in a generation where we call there's this cancel culture.
但是呢，我们现在已经活在一个叫做所谓的取消文化的里面。
Millennials, Gen Z, they'll know what I'm talking about. It's I dislike you so much, I hate you so much that I'm going to erase you from my life.
那很多的我们现在年轻人，你们都知道，就是说我们会觉得有一些的仇恨、不喜欢，所以我要把你完全摒除于我的生命跟社交媒体之外。
I'm going to delete you from all of my social media.
就是我要把你摒除于我所有的社交媒体之外。
As evidence of me deleting you from my heart.
也就是说呢，代表你要从我的心中完全被除灭。
That's why we need the prophetic spirit.
所以我们需要先知启示的灵。
We need the Holy Spirit to come.
我们需要圣灵来。
Because without the Holy Spirit, it's impossible.
因为没有圣灵是不可能成就复兴的。
The family is so divided.
因为今天家庭如此的分裂。
But what is Elijah the prophet?
但是以利亚先知说什么呢？
If you study the prophets in the Bible,
若是你研读在圣经里面的先知，
through suffering, through humility, and through obedience,
借着受苦、谦卑还有自卑下来。
We see one man or one woman have to live out what is promised before the Lord.
我们知道神的仆人使女必须在神面前活出他们的应许的生活。
And then we see it come into reality.
然后我们就看见那个应许得以实现。
What the Lord's done here in this family is supernatural.
今天神在这个属灵的家庭里面所做的是超自然。
Through one woman's wholehearted obedience.
借着一个使女，她在神面前全心的委身顺服。
Through her surrendered life,
借着这一位女使女，她完全委身于神。
Through her suffering and her contending, she has birthed a family.
借着她的受苦、她的征战，而产生出了一个神爱的家庭。
And what most people would deem impossible,
那这一件事情会使一切都变成不可能。
But because it was so impossible, he is so glorified.
就是因为是好像不可能的事情，神就得着荣耀。
And just what he did throughout scripture with one life, he wants to multiply it across the earth.
我们在圣经里面看见，借着一个生命而造成全地的人。
Just what he's doing here, he wants to multiply across the earth.
这也是就神在这边所做的，借着一个人的生命而要繁殖在全地。
It doesn't make sense for me to be sitting here.
若是我今天坐在这里，没有这一切的话，好像觉得没有什么意义。
Who is this Philippine Ren?
就是我，米许牧师，这一个菲律宾的人，怎么会今天坐在华人教会中间
？Who does not speak Zhongwen very well? Yes, yes.
米许牧师。还没有完全精通中文，但是将来有一天会。
Who came from New Jersey?
他是从 New Jersey 来的。
It doesn't make sense.
好像没有什么样的意义。
I remember when he called me here 15 years ago. It's my anniversary of 15 years.
Yeah, 我记得神15年前呼召我从 New Jersey 过来。
And the Lord said, leave your family, leave your mother and father behind, sell all you have, come and follow me.
神就是说，离开你的父母，变卖你所有，请你来跟随我。
Because I was so desperate for Jesus, what other answer? He ransomed my life. There was no other answer, but yes, Lord, I'll go where you go.
那时候我是这么迫切，神他这样子拯救就是我的生命，我还能够报答什么呢？当然他这样呼召我的时候，我就说好，义无反顾的我就来了。
And when I came here and I landed here, I remember the first week I went to every single prayer meeting.
我记得我来的第一个礼拜，还有前阵子，我就是每一个祷告会我都去参加。
If there was a prayer with single moms, I was there.
若是是单亲的母亲一起祷告，我也参加。
There was a bridegroom prayer and fasting, I was there.
新郎亲身祷告，我也在其中。
I remember I was here and prayer meetings from like 9 a.m. to almost like 9 p.m. all day.
所以我在这边祷告，从早上九点到晚上九点，十二个小时。
And I understood no Zhongwen, zero Zhongwen.
我完全听不懂一句中文。
And there were no translators.
也没有人替我翻译。
No one to translate for me.
没有人替我翻译。
There would be moms that felt really bad. Like I could tell they were like, oh, I really want her to understand what we're praying.
那当然有些妈妈很有同情心，说，哦，我真的希望你能够明白我们所祷告的。
And in their very broken English, they would say a few words like, Jesus.
那他们因为也不太好，就是讲少说几个字，就是说 Jesus 就是耶稣
，We pray，
让我们一起祷告
，More His presence，
就用英文讲说，哦，主啊，增加你的同在。
And then after that, they're like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I don't know anymore。
然后之后他们就说，哦，很抱歉，抱歉，我没有更多的英文用词了。
But it didn't matter。
不过这也没有什么关系。
His presence was here, and it was so thick.
因为神的同在那么的浓厚在这里。
And he told me if I would go where he would go.
那他就告诉我，你要去我所要你去的。
He would raise up an army.
然后而且神要在这里兴起一支军队。
I was in my early 20s. I didn't even know how that would be possible.
那时候我才二十几岁，我也不能够想象这件事情怎么样发生。
But 15 years later, I really believe it's 100% happening.
那但是15年之后，我100%的确信，而且相信这个应许会完全实现。
You saw them dancing on the stage.
你今天看见我们的年轻人他们在台上跳舞。
It's just a little taste, amen?
这只是预尝一点点天恩的滋味。
But it was not an easy road. It was a very painful road.
但是这是一个非常崎岖艰难的一条道路，并不容易。
It was a process of me coming here to learn what family is.
这也就是我来到这里去学习什么叫做一个家的过程。
Because it's through family he will birth revival.
因为是借着家会产生复兴。
But here I am, as an orphan, having been abused by my father.
但是今天我好像是一个孤儿一样，我小的时候是被我父亲虐待的。
Those who know my family background, my parents divorced. It was very painful, and I experienced physical, emotional, even sexual abuse as a child.
大家也许听过我的见证。我的家庭是一个破裂的家庭。我小的时候不仅是在身体上，在情感上，甚至在性上面，我是被虐待的。
And then for some of you who don't know this part, even coming to the church, I experienced more just controlling spirit, more abuse in the hands of authorities and leaders over me in the past.
也许有些人并不知道我其他的见证，就是即使我到了教会，我也经历我的属灵权柄这样子的一个控制的灵，而且在一些的上面哦这样子的来虐待我。
So I had no understanding, no grid for what does it mean to turn my heart.
所以我并不明白，也无法知道什么叫做把我的心转向父亲。
I was just this big orphan.
我是一个很大的孤儿。
Who on the outside looks good, doing lots of ministry, doing lots of things.
所以我的外面好像非常的光鲜亮丽，我做了很多的服事。
But on the inside, I would always hold everyone at a distance.
但是在我的内心，我跟人保持距离。
We would say things like, "Oh, you're my family."
我会说，哦，你是我的家人。
But if I was honest with myself.
但是我若是很诚心地对待我自己。
If I was experiencing pain or loss.
若是我经历一些痛苦或者是丧失。
They were not the ones I was going to call.
那我不会打电话给任何一个人。
I didn't trust that they would actually be there for me.
因为我并不信任他们会在我的身边来扶持我。
Having gone through all these difficulties and abuse, I didn't trust people.
那我因为经过了那么多的困难，成长的艰辛跟被虐待，所以我不信任人。
I thought they only love me as long as I continue to do good things for them.
我认为他们会爱我，是因为我持续的为他们做很多的好的事情。
But the moment I made a mistake,
但是当我一旦犯错
they're gonna fire me.
然后呢，他们就会把我解雇了。
They're gonna get rid of me.
然后就把我除灭了。
They're gonna replace me.
然后取代我。
Because that's what I grew up experiencing.
因为这是我成长的经验。
But the faithfulness of one woman's love and her life.
但是因为一个神的使女，她的生命还有她对神的信实。
Abba's love through Mama Grace would not let me go.
接着。神天父的爱借着江妈妈她不放弃我。
And even when I wanted to give up on myself,
因为即使我要自我放弃了。
This victim mentality almost destroyed my calling and my destiny.
因为我有一个牺牲者的心态，所以我几乎要毁灭神对我的命定还有呼召。受害者。
I almost, it was so close. missing. I had this thought, like, right before COVID started. Maybe this COVID is the perfect time where I can just go move to a city. No one knows me at all. I'll just work as a barista.
那我当时在放弃的时候，非常接近放弃，就是正在疫情发生之前一点。我觉得疫情也许是个很好的机会，让我就远离人，是住在一个别人都不知道我不认识我的地方。
Doing this family thing is too painful. It's too hard.
因为要做家人对我来讲是太痛苦、太困难了。
The language barrier, the cultural barrier, the misunderstanding. Like Pastor Morgan said, we were talking, but we were missing each other the whole time.
就是不管是语言上的、文化上的、认知上的一些的差异，所以就像蒙恩牧师所说的，我们好像在沟通，却是沟不通。
Here I am. I don't know how to tell them my heart. I gave up everything to be family here.
我不知道怎么去描述，因为事实上我来的时候，我愿意放弃一切要成为家人。
But no one wants to stay and be family with me.
但是我自己感受到好像没有人愿意跟我留在一起，成为我的家人。
And so I was blind. Even though I know they had sacrificed, I know they would want to give me things. I couldn't, my heart couldn't feel their love.
我当时是盲目的。我知道他们为我牺牲很多，接纳我，但是我好像没有办法感受接纳他们成为我的家人。
This is where Mama Martina comes in.
这就是Martina牧师 ，Mama Martina， 她这时候介入了我的生命。
我可以站着吗？你坐着，我好像要陷在椅子里面了。
Yes, if you need translation, you can wear your headset.And there will be English translation for you guys.
Yeah. 我讲中文，你如果听不懂，请你去拿 headset. There will be no translation. I'm going to speak in Mandarin. If you don't understand, please get the headset.
We have English translator
yeah,
in the back.
English translator, yeah. But you need to get the headset. Sorry.我想 COVID 真的是一个很好的一个暂停，好，神放在我们生命里面。那我以前办青年学校，好，每一次青年学校就是一礼拜，好，所以非常的忙。美国一个礼拜，亚洲三个礼拜，所以我不管夏天或冬天，就是你知道一个月都在跑特会，还不包括其他的事情，好，教会其他的事情或是其他的需要。那等到 COVID 之后，所有都停了嘛？好，我知道我们青校影响数千的孩子，好，到现在还有跟我们讲说啊，我们的孩子在青校被复兴哈。但是在 COVID 的时候，我一个感觉就是，当一停下来之后，我发觉什么都没有，就是，就是你知道那是一个特会，那是一个学校。所以当有学校的时候，你好像每一次哇，我们都在亚洲，有时候几百人哈，几百人都快近一千人，一直在帮助这么多人。但是等到 COVID 一 pause 一停止后，我突然间觉得，哎，全部都没了，一夕之间，这是我的感觉。那我就知道我错了，我没有没有传承。你知道你一直在做特会，我们很熟，但是我们又不熟，好，那不是一个关系，那个关系只有那一个礼拜。所以那个时候我就突然间明白，就是江牧师一直讲的，我们要做门徒训练，我们要传承，好，我们要做家人。那所以那时候我就知道我错了，我就觉得这么多年我花的时间花的精力，就到最后我可能要做到老做到死，因为我没有传承，旁边没有人扶我，全都在世界各地，但是我真的有需要的时候没有一个在身边。 anyway， 好，那我就跟主悔改，我就跟主说我不应该做事工，我真的错了，这么多年我错了，我不应该做事工。然后江牧师讲到说，我们要做，我们教会其中一个意向是天父爱的家嘛。好， 那所以那时候我就很深的悔改哈。那我觉得还有一样东西，就是我们其中还有一个呼召哈 ，International Family， 对不对？我们在讲啊，国际家庭，国际家庭。有一天我们又在讲国际家庭的时候，我们几个全职的哈，米西就在旁边，我就在想，国际家庭他就是菲律宾人。我都不在乎哈，有看到跟没有看到一样，因为我没有跟他有任何的 overlap， 我们的服饰是分开的，他在英文部，我在中文部，我在做中文部已经够忙了，我才管他英文部怎么样的，跟我有什么关系哈，忙都忙死了，你知道我自己都自身难保了，我怎么会去管英文部在做什么。所以那天哈，我真的我们在讲国际家庭的时候，我看到他我就一个很深的悔改。我们很喜欢很高大的意象，但是呢就在你隔壁的人，你不愿意花时间去爱他，去认识他，跟他做家人，我就觉得我好虚伪哦。就在你旁边，就在马哈念，走过去连看都不看一眼，你知道吗？他有多少人我也不在乎，你知道，我就忙我的，把我自己的管好就好了。所以我就跟主悔改，我就觉得我是一个非常狭隘的人。当然咯，我一悔改完之后，我就有这个预感，江牧师又会叫我去英文部。虽然有一点紧张，但是我就觉得不会吧，不会吧，就有一天突然间发生了，你可不可以再去英文部？你要知道哈，我常常去英文部，如果你在教会够久的话，从在 Peters 英文，我们没有英文牧师，江牧师就说你去英文部。好，我跟你讲，我那时候带我们的青少年哈，他要跟我讲他看的电影有多好看，他跟我讲了一个早上，你知道吗？他不是一个早上，就是聚会前他也早来嘛，因为他妈妈也是早来等候神哈。他就跟我讲完之后，我就一直笑，一直点头。但是我跟你讲，80%我都听不懂，你知道，我就在那陪笑。哦呀呀呀呀呀呀！你知道那个痛苦啊，我真的是听不懂啊，我不是故意的。所以我们一有英文部牧师之后，我就赶快夹着尾巴立刻跑了哈。这是我第一次逃离，结果我们的英文部牧师又走了，我又被叫回去了。我每次都是那个被叫回去的，我又回去了。然后那一次呢，我又是待着的，每一天都在想什么时候会顾到英文部牧师哈。所以我就记得，我已经不记得我是第二次回去还是第三次回去，我就说哎，我又来了哈。结果马上有一个 youth 坐下面就问说，你会待多久？好，我跟你讲，青少年实在太厉害了。我就看着他，我想你实在太聪明了，当然能走就走，但是我当然没这样讲，因为我就觉得那个英文不是我的语言，你知道吗？所以你知道他们在笑什么，我都不知道他们在笑什么，那笑话我听不懂。然后他们玩 game， 等到那个规则讲完了，我都还没听懂就开始玩了，吓死我了，你知道。所以后来我都说我不跟你们玩 game 好，因为我听不懂那个，我还来不及搞清楚那个规则，我他们就要开始玩了，我想说我一定死得很惨哈。所以但是这一次我觉得因为这两件事哈，我有一个很深的悔改，所以这次我又回去了。回去之后我就说那时候 COVID 嘛，然后我们开始恢复第一堂聚会，我就说我要讲道，我第一件事情就是跟他们道歉。我说我真的我真的要跟所有的英文部 say sorry， 因为每一次江牧师叫我来，我心里想的就是我什么时候可以走。我说因为这个文化跟语言哈，让我觉得是一个我没有办法跨越的一个高墙，我觉得我没有办法跟你们谈心，我也没办法跟你们讲笑话，我的笑话用英文就讲不出来了，你们都不知道我有多好玩，我这个人哈，你永远都不会明白的。就是哎呀，我就觉得你知道，就是你什么都没有办法抒发，但是我心里知道是神在给我机会，告诉我你是不是真的愿意把这里当一个家，这个国际家庭，这个家好，你是不是真的愿意去爱 Mishi 好International Family， 就是旁边有一个人你都不愿意去爱。所以我第一件事情就是跟所有的英文部道歉跟悔改。我说这一次我不知道我会待多久，或许很久，但是就算我被调开，我永远都不会跟你们分开。 即使我的工作改转换，但是我们永远是家人，我绝对不会离开。好，然后从此之后呢，去英文部，那个时候我们就是常常一起吃饭，不是在我家就在 Mishi 家谈心聊天，我们的生活，哎呀，感谢主，那时候 COVID 比较有时间哈，我们就这样子每天这样交心哈，哎呀，我就觉得突破那个语言的障碍，好，他们也很有耐心，慢慢的听我到底要讲什么，跟我要祷告什么，感谢主哈，就是呀，去英文部常常祷告，我都先赶快把我的中文圣经找出来，然后再按一个 ESV， 然后等我要祷告的时候，有的时候就已经过去了哈。但是我觉得我很愿意，我很愿意，我觉得这是我的心转向儿女，就是我的心 totally 转向他们，我不再让这个语言跟文化成为我们之间的隔阂。然后我也很感恩哈，他们真的很爱我，然后我生日的时候我们同工就会去包电影场帮我庆生，好，买 popcorn， 然后我们就在那里看电影吃 celebrate， 我们有好多张照片哈，都是在电影院哈。那尤其是在 COVID 的时候包场哈，那我越来越享受跟他们在一起。好，虽然有的时候因为我英文的关系，好，我本来讲中文有时候就有一点直接，人家就说我讲话很直了，更何况讲英文，我就会那几个字，我也不知道怎么样去委婉讲，讲出来就是这么直啊，所以他们也谅解哈，他们也了解，就是说我不是故意的。那我觉得这两件事情啊，我觉得这两个悔改在我心里面，我就跟主说，主，谢谢你再给我一次机会。然后我就跟大家讲，我们要悔改，我们为 English Ministry, Youth Ministry, 所有带 Ministry 这两个字我们悔改，然后我们花很多时间祷告跟主悔改，说主，我们不应该做事工，好，不是只是教导，不是只是服事，不是只是课程训练，是更多于这个，我就说我们是 English Family，我们是英文部的家，我说我们要每一代都要在我们的当中，不是只有青少年，是，然后我们开始悔改，开始建造这个英文部的家的时候，我就开始祷告，我说主，把我们的孩子带回来，我说主带回来，我们真的失去了太多的 generation， 是我们自己的第二代。我说主，我们真的是在你面前悔改，求你再带他们回来，再给我们机会。现在这里是一个家，是一个家，我们就是让他们，你知道，感谢主，我们开始改变之后，我们有的青少年去学校，哇，一放假回来就回来了哈，就是很想念我们。我就说主，你带他们回来，带我们的大学生回来，带我们的青年人回来，这是我们现在的祷告。结果神就带了一个回来了。
I want to introduce Sam.
我想跟大家介绍一下 Sam.
Sam, I've known you since junior high.
Yeah, seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
从国中七年级就认识了 Sam.
And now Sam just finished his first year at UCSD.
SDSU.
Oh, so SDSU, sorry.
Almost there.
刚刚圣地亚哥大学的一年级。
And so I just love for him to share how the Lord brought him back.
好，请 Sam 来分享神怎么把他带回到这个家。
Yeah, so I attended Foreigner from, I think I came here sixth grade, and I attended here all the way till my sophomore year of high school.
我大概是六年级来的，一直到我高二。
And I was very, very active in the church. I began worship team in seventh grade in the youth ministry, and I eventually, I believe in eighth grade, ninth grade, I started serving in the adult sanctuary for drums.
我非常在教会非常活跃哈，我刚开始先加入青少年的敬拜团队，然后我再开始服侍，然后到了八年级的时候，我就开始参加大堂的那个打鼓的服侍。
And I think I noticed at such a young age, I think serving became a very, almost a way to escape any conflict I had at home.
我借着服侍呢，其实是来逃避我在家里头的一些冲突。
I remember serving eventually up to almost 3 to 4 times a week. I would do 2 harp and bowl sessions. I would do a Saturday session, and I would wake up for the prayer session on Sunday.
我记得好像一个礼拜可能有三四次的服侍，而且连续的两次的情雨炉敬拜，礼拜六晚上到很晚，然后礼拜天又很早的起来服侍情雨炉。
I think I remember my parents were calling me crazy for doing it.
那我记得我的父母就觉得说你疯了。
Because nobody in the right mind would be serving willingly 4 times a week.
因为当时高中工作功课非常忙，好像没有人是这么乐意，就是一个礼拜在教会服侍四次。
But for me, I think at a young age, I saw worship and serving as a way to connect to God more than just. Something I would sacrifice my time for, but something I would want to do to draw closer to the Lord.
但是在我年轻的那个时刻呢，我觉得用敬拜来服侍神，是把我引向神，跟神连结，而不是就是一个最很好的方式。
And it's when I got to my freshman or sophomore year of high school, I began to, I think, question my faith a lot more.
那可是当我上了高一跟高二的时候，我就开始去。就是询问，而且是挑战我的信仰。
And I started to, I think, nitpick certain things in the church.
而且我就开始去察觉到教会有一些的，我觉得不是很以为然的一些的问题。
And I started making a lot of reasons, such as the language barrier. I couldn't connect with the people culturally because I couldn't speak Chinese.
那我就开始觉得说，是不是语言上的问题，或者是文化上的问题？因为我不会讲中文。
And I think a lot of my peers and my friends and family, they began also saying, "Hey, I don't know if you should be attending this church."
那我的同辈或者是我的家人也是说，你确定吗？你要参加这个教会吗
？So I started attending two churches at once. I started attending another church on Sunday and then Foreigner on Saturdays.
所以就开始参加了两个教会，在牧主先锋是礼拜六，然后有礼拜天又参加了另外一个教会。
And then during this time, I was also serving on stage while attending the Sunday service at the same time.
然后那礼拜天呢，我也是在那个教会啊，在台上服侍。
Eventually, I started noticing, I wasn't being scheduled as much to play on stage.
那后来我就渐渐发现，哎，那我被排在这个主日服侍的那个次数就减少了。
I was like, shoot.Alvin, what's going on?
我就觉得，Alvin, 到底发生了什么事啊
？Like, man, I've been playing for you like 2 years. Like, what's going on, man?
Hey, 我为着你服侍弹奏乐器已经两年了，到底发生什么事了
？So eventually, Alvin, I think, told Mama Martina, and I think she kind of approached me about it.
那 Alvin 就把这件事情跟 Martina 牧师分享，然后 Martina 牧师就来跟我来交谈。
And I think before I say this, I think looking back at it, I think there's a bit of miscommunication.
那在我分享这一段故事之前，我现在回想，其实那个时候是有一些沟通上的误解。
Remember Mama Martina telling me we only want true worshippers on stage.
那我那时候就听成就说 ，Martina 牧师就跟我讲说，我们在台上，我们寻找的是真实的敬拜者。
Man, sophomore high school Sam.I was like, "Yo, what's going on?"
我当时是高二的高中生，就是心想说，哇，你讲这个到底是什么状况啊
？And in my head, I was like, "Yo, I've been serving for like around almost 3-4 years," and then Mama Martina tells me, "You ain't a true worshipper."
那我当时就误解成就是说，哦，我已经那么热心的服侍三四年了，现在 Martina 牧师你竟然跟我讲说，你不是一个真实的敬拜者。
So I think that was like the final straw for me. I was like, I think it's a sign from God. I'm out.
那我觉得最后一根稻草就是说，我觉得哦，这是神来的一个好像一个征兆，就是说我要离开这个教会了。
So I began attending church on Sunday. I think looking back at it, I started attending church because I want to test myself and see myself as a Christian. Can I grow without foreigner?
那我后来就去参加了一个礼拜天的教会，我当时就是给自己一个挑战，就是说我离开牧主，我还是可以，是不是我还是可以很成熟的成长，成为一个非常好的基督徒
I think it became more of a game for me. I think it became, can I become a better Christian if I attend this other church?
我觉得对我来讲好像是在玩一个游戏，就是说好，我参加另外一个礼拜天的教会，我是不是可以成为一个更好的基督徒？
I think I put so much value in the church I attended when I was a kid that reflected the type of Christian I would become in the future.
就是我在小的时候呢，我把那个价值非常重的是，其实是摆在那个我参加那个教会本身，而且那个教会是怎么样，就反映我将来可能是什么样的基督徒。
So I noticed my senior year, I started to become stagnant in faith. I wasn't growing as much.
那在我高四的时候呢，我就发觉好像我的信仰，我的在基督徒的成长有一个总停滞。
And then I started the church started to fall apart because of leadership problems.
那我参加的那个教会呢，是因为领袖之间有一些的问题，所以那个教会就分裂了。
I also had a lot of conflicts at home.
那我在家呢，也有一些的冲突。
And I was ready to pack my things and go to San Diego for college.
那时候我就决定我就要打包行李，我就要去上大学了。
So I think I was first year.This was only 9 months ago. I was very lost at first in college when I first started.
那大差不多是九个月前吧，我刚刚去上大学，我觉得我迷失在校大学的里面。
And I had this mentality: I need to find the perfect church for me. I need to have the church with the right values, which would line up with what I believe.
那我有一个错误的一个信念，就是说我要找到的教会呢，必须是完美的，而且这个教会的。信念呢，要跟我所想象的是要一致的。
And then I think that started oppressing my faith more, and it started making my faith stumble more.
那虽然这个使我好像想要更深进入信仰，可是却让我在这个基督教的信仰上跌倒。
I started questioning my doctrine, which was a foreigner, and I started questioning my whole life as a Christian because of that.
那我就开始怀疑，就是。牧主对我的教导，还有我整个基督的信仰的里面的一些事情，我开始质疑。
So by God's grace, I was finally able to find a church in San Diego.
那靠着神的恩典，我终于在我上大学的地方圣地亚哥找到了一所教会。
And then I remember talking to my pastor about my faith and how I kept on questioning it, the validity of my faith, and just foreigner in general.
那我记得我在跟我的牧师在分享，就是我怎么样的怀疑我的信仰，还有在牧主的这些的教导，我是不是一个真正的基督徒。
And he suggested for me to get into apologetics, so I read books such as The Reason for God by Timothy Keller.
那他就建议我要读一些护教学，就是比如说 Timothy Keller 所讲的，就是有关于神的一些事情。
And I noticed my faith still felt very shaky.
那我觉得我的信仰呢还是很摇摆。
And it was at this one conference where I totally lost it and I started crying.
那在一次的特会的里面呢，我就好像就是崩溃的这样哭出来。
And I remember I pulled my pastor aside and I said, Pastor, I don't know why I'm doubting my faith so much.
我就把我的牧师拉到一边说，牧师，我不知道为什么我对于我的信仰充满了那个疑问。
And I remember he told me, Sam, I think you have a large church hurt in the past, which you left behind and then you didn't deal with.
那他就说 ,Sam, 我觉得你过去因为你到过很多的教会你离开了可是有一些的事情你没有处理。
And I was like, shoot, man, this guy right.
我说哇这个人讲得真对啊。
And I remember going back to my dorm and I drew out my whole entire church journey.
那我回到我的寝室之后呢，我就把我过去所有参加教会的历史都把它写下来。
Out of the 18 years of my life, I attended around 6 churches.
在我18岁的年纪的里面，我参加了6所教会。
Most of the churches we left, or my family left, or I personally left, was because of church hurt.
那不管是我自己或者我们的家庭这样子离开，都是因为受伤。
And I remember God convicted me in that dorm room.And he said, why don't you go back to foreigner and apologize?
那在我寝室的里面呢神就光照我说你应不应该回到牧主而且去跟他们道歉。
And I was like, this is so dumb.
我就说这个是这么愚蠢的事情。
was like, God, this don't make sense. This don't make sense at all.
我说神，你讲这样的事情一点都不合理。
But I had one desire in my heart, and that one thing was to be able to draw closer to God.
但是我心中有一个只有一个渴望，就是说神，我怎么能够恢复跟你更靠近？
And I remember there's a verse that says, "Don't lean with on your own understanding."
我记得有一节经文说，不要依靠自己的聪明。
I took that literally, and I came back here.
那我就真的很认真的对待，所以我就回到了牧主。
And I remember my friend Nathan, he invited me to the worship and prayer night.
那我记得我的朋友 Nathan 呢，就邀请我到了一个敬拜祷告之夜。
And it was very out of the blue.
那这是出乎我意想之外的。
And I remember I was just praying to God and saying, "Hey God, if you want me to apologize to Mama Martina, just give me a sign."
那我当时就是跟神对话，说神，若是你真的要我跟 Martina 牧师道歉的话，你给我一个印证。
So I'm like this.
所以我那个时候就坐着这样一个姿势，然后这样子看一看。
And she right to the she's like she's to the left of me. I'm like, oh man.
然后不巧，马蒂娜牧师就坐在我的左边，说 ，Oh man.
I was like, God, you really gonna make it this time, this moment?
神啊，你真的要在这个时刻叫我跟马蒂娜牧师道歉吗
？And I'm like, Hey, Mama Martina.
Oh, Martina 牧师。
And she's like, Hi, Sam.
她说 Hi, Sam.
I don't think she noticed how awkward it's for me.
我觉得也许她当时并不知道我是真的是很不好意思的。
So I go back to my seat.And I'm still praying to God. I'm like, God, I don't want to do this.
然后我又回到我座位，我就跟神说，神，我真的不想做。
God said, too bad.
神说，太糟了，你要道歉。
And I remember I pulled Mama Martina and we both went outside the sanctuary.
然后我就把 Martina 牧师请出来，我们就一起在那个外面。
And I began to dispel, and I said, I'm sorry for being an immature Christian.
就对他抱歉说，我过去是一个不成熟的基督徒。
And I felt like I held a lot of resentment in my heart towards you.
我觉得当时我的里面对你有一些的苦毒跟仇恨。
And I remember a certain verse I read. It was like, "Don't let anger settle on your heart when the sun sets."
我记得我读过圣经讲说，不可含怒到日落。
And I remember I was like.I think God is trying to tell me you cannot progress forward with me unless you deal with the baggage you have before.
神就是说你不可能在我的里面有任何的进展，除非你去处理你所背负的过去的包袱。
And now that I think about it, I think it's kind of you cannot move into a new house once you moved everything else from the old house.
就是说你也不能够搬到一个新家，除非你把旧家的东西也把它腾空。
I remember that night, I think me and Mama Martina just started praying, and we started both apologizing to each other. I think it was a harmonious, how do I describe it? I think it was a very, like, we got to know each other a lot better, and a burden felt lifted.
那天晚上真的是非常的宝贵，我们彼此道歉，一个种和睦，我感觉到好轻松，而且重担从我的肩头挪走。
And I think if,I'm speaking this mainly for the people of my generation.
那我今天也当着跟我同辈的人讲，这个世代的人讲这个见证。
And I feel like this situation can apply to your spiritual parents or your real parents.
我觉得这种关系可以运用在你的属灵，你跟属灵父母或你自己肉身的父母之间。
Especially we're in a Bay Area where everything is so rushed, everything is so you gotta do this, you gotta do this, you gotta get better.
特别是在湾区，我们的生活形态是这么的匆忙，就是说，哦，你要完成这件事情，你要做这件事情。
And because of this, our parents often neglect us.
或者有时候父母因为也过度的忙碌，或者他们也忽略了我们。
I really just I challenge all of us as a generation to re-pray and to meditate.
我真的来。呼召我们这一代的人，我们要再次的祷告，而且我们要来默想这些事情。
And to unveil any anger within ourselves.
直到我们里面的那些的那个愤怒哈不高兴能够浮现出来，这样的这个障碍能够挪去。
And to be able to for us to be bold and to take the first move and to apologize to our parents.
我们身为儿女的，我们要勇敢，带着一个胆量，有勇气的去向我们的父母主动的道歉。
To acknowledge the sacrifice, whether they're coming home at 11 p.m., they're working their butt off, that they're really trying to protect us and grow us as a family.
我们要去认出他们的辛劳所付出的代价，即使他们上班很劳苦，也许11点多才回到家，但是他们是在保护我们。
And to be able to say sorry for not acknowledging you and sorry for not submitting to you.
我们也可以对他们抱歉说对不起，我们并没有这样子的承认你们的辛苦，也没有委身顺服在你们的带领之下。
Yeah, that's all I got.
好吗？这是我的分享。
So powerful, Sam. So proud of you.
Sam, 我以你为荣，非常有能力的见证。
I just want to capture a couple of quick things.
我就是想要再分享一些的重点。
When Mama Martina really repented before the Lord and turned her heart towards the English family and towards me specifically.
那当马蒂娜牧师她向神悔改，她也向我们英文堂道歉，特别也是向我道歉。
It wasn't just lip service.
这不是好像就是我们嘴唇讲一讲而已。
It wasn't just a moment on the altar.
那时候我记得是在神的祭坛前。
She really turned her heart.
马蒂娜牧师她真的将她的心转向我们。
So much so that I know how deeply she loves me.
在那个时候，我深深的体会到她是深深的这样的爱我们。
When Matthew and I suffered our second miscarriage,
那马太和我呢，我们就是第二次的流产。
Before, when I would never have thought to call any of the pastors in the past, the first person I called was Mama Martina.
那过去呢？过去我不打电话给别人，但是这一次呢，我没有打电话给任何人出，但是我第一个打的就是 Martina 牧师。
Before my parents, before my mom and dad, even before Matthew's parents, we called Mama Martina first.
甚至在打电话给我的父母，还有我的我的岳父岳哦，我的婆婆跟公公之前，我先打电话给 Martina 牧师。
Because she's demonstrated with her life how deeply she loves me.
因为他用他的生命展示出他是这样深深的关切而且爱我。
She's not trying to fix me.
他不是想要修理我，把我弄好。
She's not just trying to tell me how I'm supposed to do all the ministry.
或者他就是教导我怎么样来服事。
She's willing to speak truth.
他愿意对我讲真理。
And she's willing to call me higher.
他也呼召我到更高之处。
There's a difference.
这里是不同的。
One is you're trying to conform me into your image.
有一个呢是你要把我磨成你自己的形象。
Meet my expectations.
你来符合我的期待。
Of what I think a good life looks like.
或者我认为一个美好的生活，生命是什么样子。
The other is I want to see you look like Jesus.
那另外一个就是说，我诚心的希望你看起来像耶稣。
I'm willing to fight for your calling and for your destiny.
我会为着你的呼召，你的命定与你一同征战。
So, with her limited English,
即使 Martina 的英文好像没有那么的流利，
she would love me.
但是她那么爱我，
she would speak truth into me.
她要对我讲诚实话。
She would remind me who I am, Mishi. You are a daughter of God.
他常常提醒我说 ，Mishi， 你是神的女儿。
You have a calling on your life.
你在你的生命中有呼召。
You are to carry mommy's legacy.
你也带着，而且承载着将妈妈的那个产业。
I call you higher.
我呼召你到达更高之处。
When her heart turned, my heart turned.
当马蒂娜牧师的心转向我，我的心也开始转向他。
But what happens if your spiritual parent, your spiritual family, or even your earthly family, they don't turn their hearts?
但是当你的属灵父母或者说你属灵的家庭或者是你肉身的家庭这些人他们的心没有转向你的时候该怎么办呢
Does that mean that you don't do the second part?
那这个意思就是说你就可以有借口说你就不做你的部分吗
If the father's hearts don't turn, I'm going to stand. If the father's hearts do not turn to the children, does that mean that the children get to say, well, I don't have to do what I have to do because they didn't do what they were supposed to do?
若是父亲的心不转向儿女，是不是你就有借口说，那我的心也不要转向他们，因为他们没有做他们该做的。
What do you think?
你认为怎么样呢
No.
不的，答案是。
Tell your neighbor you don't get that option.
跟你的邻居讲说你没有这样的一个选择。
Why? Because the Heavenly Father has already turned His heart towards us.
因为天父他的心已经转向我们了。
He gave His Son.
他将他的儿子赐给我们。
To redeem His family to Himself.
而且他将他的家庭救赎回来，归回他自己。
Can we look at that passage in Ephesians?
我们来看以弗所书那段经文。
Let's read this together first in 中文 then 英文。Powerfully. Can you guys stand? Can you declare the word of God? Is that okay?
我们可不可以站起来，大有能力来宣告这段经文？我们先宣告中文，然后再一起宣告英文。好，中文。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血，已经得清净了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Amen. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. Amen. Let's go to Romans 8. Let's pray Romans 8 together.
我们再来看罗马书第八章。我们来读中文，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
For all you who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Amen. So your neighbor, you can cry out and call forth Abba, Father.
告诉你的邻居讲说，你可以呼叫阿巴父。
Amen. Have a seat.
请坐。
So he gave his son Jesus to break down the dividing wall.
所以父将他的儿子赐给我们，叫我们可以拆毁我们彼此之间隔断的墙。
And he's given us Holy Spirit.
他也赐给我们圣灵。
That we can receive the love of the Father.
我们可以领受父的爱。
That's what the Holy Spirit does.
这就是圣灵所做的。
He gives us access to receive the love of the Father.
他让我们得以领受父的爱。
But what keeps us from receiving the love of the Father?
但是什么使我们不能够领受父的爱呢？
When we stay in our orphan pridefulness and in our victim mentality.
因为当我们都停留在我们的孤儿的一种骄傲的心态，或者我们是一个受害者的心态。
No matter how much Abba has loved us.
不管阿爸父多么的爱我们
No matter how much our spiritual family has loved us
不管我们的属灵家庭多么的爱我们
We hold them at a distance
我们却 保持距离
But we have a choice
但是今天我们有一个选择
We've been given a choice
神给我们一个选择
And a freedom in the Holy Spirit
就是在圣灵里面的自由
Would we be willing to turn our hearts
我们愿不愿意将我们的心转向
I shared before my relationship with my dad was really painful.
我分享到我过去和我父亲的关系是一段痛苦的经历。
I used to wish, man, could I have just had another father?
我有时候真的希望我可不有另外一个父亲。
I'd watch these sitcom TV shows, American Dads.
我有看见那电视剧上讲的说美国父亲。
They would come home and they would give their kids a big hug. Oh, I love you. I missed you.
哦，他们回到家就大大给他们孩子拥抱，说哦，我好想念你，我好爱你哦。
They would go off and have like fun and adventures.
然后他就会带着孩子们出去旅游而且探险。
And here my dad was. I wouldn't see him. He would work such late hours. He would get home at 10 p.m. at night.
但是我从常常看不见我的爸爸，因为他工作很辛苦，一直到晚上十点以后才回家。
He would leave for work at 6 a.m. come home at 10 p.m.
他是早上六点就出门去工作，到晚上十点才回家。
And he was so stressed, so overburdened with work. When he would come home, he would just start drinking.
因为他压力太大，而且那个工作沉重，所以回到家就酗酒。
We knew when Dad would come home, when we'd hear the car pull in the driveway, all of us would hide in our rooms.
那我爸爸当他开车进入家门的时候，我们听见那个车声，我们全部都逃进我们的房间。
Because if he had a bad day, we would have a bad day.
因为若是他的今天的工作不顺利，日子不好的话，我们也有不好的生活了。
Even after I became a believer,
即使他信了耶稣
，I received Jesus into my heart.
我也领受了主耶稣进入我的心。
There's always still this distance with my dad.
但是我还是跟我的父亲保持距离。
I can forgive him, but I don't have to trust him.
我可以饶恕他，但是我不信任他。
So though I know it was my duty as a son and daughter of God that I have to forgive those who have hurt me, I didn't have to trust them.
身为一个神的儿女，我知道我有这样的一个责任去饶恕那些伤害我的人，但是我不信任他们。
Do you guys understand what I'm talking about?
你们知道我在讲什么吗？
Like, I will go to your house because I'm mandated by the government because my parents are divorced and I have to show up.
比如说我可以到你的家，就是因为我的父母离婚了，政府就让我也许送到你的家去。
I'll be respectful, I'll be courteous, I'll be nice.
我就会对你很尊重，我也很有礼貌，我就是保持很好的样子。
But I will protect my heart from you.
但是我对于你，我会保护我的心。
I remember the day when the Lord called me to move to California.
但是我记得那一天，当神呼召我来到加州。
He said, one thing you have to do before you can come and step into your calling. One thing.
神说，当你要踏入你的呼召的之前，有一件事你得做。
He said, you have to forgive your dad.
就是你必须要饶恕你的爸爸。
You cannot step into your calling unless you forgive your father.
除非你饶恕你的爸爸，不然你无法进入你的呼召。
And more than just say, I'm sorry for keeping you at a distance, you have to be willing to let your dad love you.
就说不是只是说哦对不起，我以前把你持之于距离之外，而是你要允许你的爸爸能够来爱你。
So remember the day that the Lord told me, this is time, I have to forgive my dad.
所以当神说时候到了，就是那一天。你要从内心深处完全饶恕你的爸爸。
We were parked outside of my mother's home.
那我那时候车子停在我妈妈的家外面。
And I left it to the last possible minute. I have to, you know, he's dropping me off.
那当他把我放下车的时候，我在那边等待那最后的一分钟。
I just felt Abba's father's arms holding me.
我当时感觉天父的双臂这样子的拥抱我。
And I heard the Holy Spirit say, I want him to feel what you feel.
那圣灵就对我说，我要你的爸爸去感受你现在所感受的。
So I remember turning to my dad.
所以我就转向我的爸爸。
I said, Dad, I'm so sorry.
我就说，爸爸，我很抱歉。
I've held you at a distance. I don't trust you.
因为我不信任你，所以我把你排除在远远之外。
I've been really angry.
我也对你很生气。
I've been angry at the way that you hurt me and hurt mom.
因为你怎么样伤害我，怎么样伤害妈妈，我对你很愤怒。
I'm really angry that you left us.
而且当你离开了我们的时候，我也很愤怒。
And I don't trust that you really love me, even though you say that you do.
即使你对我说你爱我，可是我不信任你真的爱我们。
But I know that you never had a dad.
我也知道你也没有父亲。
You never had anyone take care of you.
你小的时候也没有人在那里照顾你。
Abba Father wants to take care of you. You are His son.
但是今天你成为神的儿子，天父要亲自照顾你。
As much as you are my dad.
就像你是我的父亲一样。
I've only seen my dad cry 3 times in my life.
在我这一生只看见我的父亲哭过3次。
And I remember my dad, like almost like a little boy, just crying and shaking.
当时我的爸爸，我就看见他像一个小男孩一样，这样无助的哭泣，而且颤抖。
He said, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry."
他就说，我真的很抱歉，我真的很抱歉，我真的很抱歉。
And my arm just went around him.
然后我的手背呢，就搭在他的身上。
His heart didn't turn first.
他的心并不是先转向我的。
Abba Father's heart turned first.
是阿巴父的心先转向我们的。
So His love gave me the grace to turn my heart to Him.
所以天父的爱给我恩典，让我的心可以先去转向我肉身的爸爸。
The moment I turned my heart to my dad.
在那一刻，当我的心转向我的爸爸
，I realized there's no better person on the earth to be my father.
那我觉得世界上好像没有更好的人可以成为我的爸爸。
He loves me so well.
因为他这样的爱我。
Even with his flaws and even with his weakness, he loves me the best any father can love a daughter on the earth.
即使他有软弱，他有缺点，但是他已经尽其所能，是最好的一个爸爸来爱我。
He was a beggar on the street as a child.
你知道的，他小的时候是在街上讨乞讨的。
As a child, he had to grow up so quickly and raise, basically provide for his whole family.
他因为他家里的关系，他必须要快速的成长，而且供给他全家的需要。
With his small capacity, he loved me with his whole heart.
其实他有这么小小的能力，可他尽其所能，全心的爱我。
The Lord started giving me words to speak to my dad.
神就给我一些话，就一直的对我爸爸说。
You know, there were always 3 things. My dad, whenever he came to visit me in California, he'd always check 3 things.
我的爸爸每次他来加州访问我的时候，他总是来查3件事情。
He would check, did I change my oil in my car?
就是我有没有换了机油。
Like oil change, maintenance, car maintenance.
就是我有没有好好的照顾维护我的车子。
He would check, am I putting a contribution in my 401k?
然后他也投了一些钱在我的 401k 的退休计那个。
And he would always ask me, "Will I go finish my master's degree that I left behind?"
然后他就说，你什么时候要再继续完成你的硕士学位啊？
I always dreaded it when he would visit because I knew there was 3 things he would ask me.
我每次都很害怕，因为每次来他就会问我这三件事。
I remember one time I'm waiting on the Lord.
我记得有一次我等候神。
And the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Your father loves you so much."
神就开启我说，你的爸爸。这样的爱你。
He asked you about these 3 things because he wants to make sure when he's no longer on the earth.
他为什么要常常问你这三件事？因为他要确保当他不活在这世上的时候
，that you're going to be okay.
你可以活得很好。
That you know how to take care of yourself.
你知道如何照顾你自己。
So remember one of those visits he came and he's literally checking, he's pulling out the oil tab out of my car.
所以那次他又来的时候，他就亲自替我检查机油。
I said, Dad, you do these things every time you come visit.
我说爸爸，你每次来访问我，你都做这些事。
And the Holy Spirit told me why.
圣灵告诉我为什么。
It's because you want to make sure I'm okay when you're no longer here.
因为你想确保当你不在这个世上的时候我可以好好的生活。
And that was the second time I saw my dad cry.
那是第二次我看见我爸爸哭泣。
He said, I love you so much. I want to make sure you're okay when I'm not here anymore.
因为我是这么的爱你，所以当你不在的时候我要确保你是可以的。
As I was turning my heart, the Holy Spirit restoring this relationship with me and my dad.
当我的心转向我的父亲的时候，圣灵就恢复我们之间的关系。
I saw my father come alive.
我看见我爸爸好像活过来了。
Into who he is, in being able to receive love.
我的父亲进入神创造他的所是，而且他可以领受爱。
My dad's better than any sitcom dad on TV.
我觉得我爸爸现在比美国爸爸更好。
Because he's my father.
因为他是我的爸爸。
That my father in heaven.
就是我还有我的天父。
Chose for me.
我的天父为我选择了我的爸爸。
I'm gonna bring up Alvin.
好，我们现在请 Alvin 来分享。
好的，你们希望我讲英文还是中文？哎，You're not supposed to understand what I said. That was the joke. Just to open up. But I just want to, I think we're getting a little bit late. As we're kind of wrapping up, preparing for altar call. So, 我讲中文，对的，just yeah, I'm just talking to Mishi, right?We can just get prepared. 就是想和大家分享一下，我们正在预备这个特会的时候，他们也问我说，Alvin, 你觉得你的生命当中，你的突破点翻转在什么？在哪里？对吧？我在这个教会也很久了，19年。到底，19年，你看，你们有些人都不知道。但是，在这个地方那么久，到底我翻转是怎么样？因为我知道我从高中的时候，我是逼迫我妈妈常年逼迫我妈妈绝对不能来牧主异端绝对不能来。然后我上次在Peer Conference 有分享，就是妈妈常放姜牧师的声音的时候我就觉得好厌烦哦每天都要坐车一定要听内在生活吗？那个声音有点刺，好像都在骂我一样我说这个声音太肉麻了，够了。我知道，其实我从小跟我妈妈跟我父母关系就是虽然我们家没有什么家暴我父母都是很好的教授，但是我心里特别跟我妈是一个对立我们真的是常常是跟他争战我妈妈常说 Anyways 我们时间没那么多了，他们见证分享太长了真的是最后一棒真的不好接感谢主，上帝与我们同在。我要分享说那个突破点是什么我最近也其实这个 topic 我最近跟我们的大专生常讲所以我就再讲一次，以弗所书六章二节说什么？你们要孝敬再大声一点，你们要孝敬，使你看有些人就说再次长寿，你忘了中间有一段很重要的话，使你得福。所以神连接你孝敬你的父母和在世得福是 connected， 英文是说 so that it may be well with you。 你懂什么叫 be well 吗？你没有看过一些人，他不管在什么样公司，在什么样的教会，他就是一直被 favor 的那个人，一直被恩宠的那个人，有没有见过那个人？有，我就是其中一个不用再找，我就 Chris 也是其中一个， Mishi 也是。为什么呢？他说你要第一个原则，圣经上很清楚讲的，你要孝敬父母，使你得福，再世长寿。这是第一条诫，第一条带应许的诫命。 Amen。 所以神在创造这个世界，整个他国度的运作，你要发现这个是一个证明，是他在运作整个他的国度里面，你要能够得福，你需要对齐，你需要活在一个权柄的下面对齐。 OK， 我跟他们讲说，我的一个开启转折点就是开启一个很重要的开启，就是你不能选择你的父母 啊，跟你旁边人说，你不能选择你的父母。OK， 我在高中的时候想着要进篮球队啊，我真的希望我是黑人。啊，我跟那个何大嫂，他说怎么可能？他在笑。那我怎么说？我真的想要做黑人哈。身高大一点，快一点，对不对？高一点，弹跳力高一点，哈、哦，那个可以练习。他说啊，不见得啊，那个黑人不见得都长那么高，不见得都迷失啊，迷失，你就是看 NBA 看太多。但是我来这边，虽然我爸妈对我真的很好，他把最好的资源给我，让我送我到美国最好的学校，真的，我去的高中是全美数一数二，很棒的。但是因为我觉得好像被他们抛弃了，我在这边没有朋友，遇到很多的挫折，我一个人需要扛台，我就开始，然后再加上我妈妈非常的 controlling 啊，我觉得她是一个很掌控的人啊，好，不准穿那个我们以前那个年代 bagging jeans，bagging 就是那个很垮的裤子哈，啊，我就把它，我就是要故意穿那个比较长一点那种像黑人的穿了，啊，妈妈看到怎么样，把它缝起来。我们回家把它拆掉，再就是再把那个线剪掉。第二次我发现又缝回去了，缝回去上面写个用那个刻上去的字啊，那个 marker 写字，不准拆掉。你拆掉你小心了哇！你小心哈、哦，回家你知道那个妈妈要找你算账。Anyways， 但我一个开启就是我们。We don't get to choose our parents. 我们不能选择我的父母是谁。OK， 是吧？你是婴儿生出来说啊，这我不要这个妈妈，我要那个妈妈。你有办法选择吗？你没有办法选择，是吧？哎，你们要回应是不是？那为什么我们到讲到属灵的父母亲的时候啊、哦，我们很会选呢？你有没有发现？你有发现？哦，突然之间。我喜欢听这个牧者，他是我属灵妈妈，哈利路亚。为什么？他比较有爱心，他明白哦我的软弱，他比较有爱一点啊。这个 Martina 牧者跟 Sam 讲话那么直接，一针见血，这种牧者我需要远离一点。好、哦，但是我告诉你，你一个问题是什么？我再问你一个问题：亚当有没有权利选他的领袖是谁？那为什么我们觉得我们可以选？我再给你告诉你一个神国的奥秘，神要兴起任何的人，不管你是职场的领袖、教会界各方面，神要兴起一个任何的人，在他国度里，他要借着另外一个人来兴起你，而且是一个不完美的人，叫做领袖。OK， 撒母耳怎么学习听神的声音？从一个不管教儿女的哈，容许罪在圣殿的一个祭司，在他的手下眼睛昏花啊，可能神志不清，我也不太知道他到当时状况怎么样，这样的一个领袖，但是接着他学习怎么聆听神的声音。所以我问你，如果没有以利的话，会不会有撒母耳？当撒母耳听到说撒母耳撒母耳，他不知道去问谁，对不对？但刚好他就在圣殿里面有一个不完美的领袖，他知道要去找他的属灵父亲。我们现在教会的问题是，每一个人觉得 I get to choose， 我可以，这个是我听很多青年人，好，我听很多青年人啊，这个教会没有属灵父亲，所以我要出去找一个属灵父亲。你 miss 掉灵里的东西，你要必须知道，神其实已经听了你的祷告，为你预备了属灵父亲、父母亲，把你带到你的面前。但是可能你眼睛看不出来，认不出，原来这一位就是他差派来要兴起我的领袖。OK， 所以。我的一个很大转折点，就是我开始决定，主不再是我自己选择。你知道，我花很多的钱，我花很多的精力，一段时间，当我更年轻的时候，我现在还是年轻，但更年轻的时候， 到处的飞去参加不同特会，参加不同的团体。我觉得这个团体里比较有爱，这里团体的领袖比较看重我。我去不同地方，为了要找到我们所谓的属灵父母亲，但是我心里一直没有一个很深的平安。我没有办法，我去回家，我去这个代祷中心，我去这个，我去那个，但没有一个地方我可以说这是我的家。就如同刚刚现在分享的见证，对不对？没有一个地方我可以说啊，这个是我的家。但我看到身边的，不管我的父母亲，我这边在牧族的属灵领袖，每一个人哦，大家都说你要有能听的耳，你要顺服，你要谦卑。我这个领袖真的很不喜欢主啊， I don't like it, right? 但是我当时也借着神，也借着不同的先知性的器皿，我有祷告。他说：“你愿不愿意放下你啊、哦，跑来跑去？你愿不愿意安息在这个地方？”好，我那个时候就开始学习非常的困难的功课，再也不 travel。如果牧者没让我要走的话，我哪也不去。你可以问问看我的牧者啊、哦，我其实我也很少放假，基本上都在这边。为什么？因为我。开始我知道，第一个，任何的领袖神把他带到我生命当中，不管他是新的领袖旧领袖，我知道他是来塑造我的生命，他是我的 upgrade, 他的不完美、哦、是要来磨练我，训练我。所以我开始有这个 mindset, 第一个，我不能够去选择，我必须要学习。开始去，我开始去降服的时候，我的生命180度改变，180度改变，恩宠开始临到。当然，这当中还有很多很多，真的因为时间已经晚了哈，很多东西没有办法跟大家分享。真的像米西讲的，过来的路程是很不容易，但是我想鼓励啊，不管是我们，不管是我，这不是只对年轻人讲哈，各位父母们。我跟我妈妈有一次大吵，好，然后我妈妈就去上厕所，上完厕所回来，她说：“神跟我说了，你跟我吵，就是因为我曾经我是这样对待我的妈妈啊。”贾牧师常跟我们讲，你怎么样对待啊，你的权柄，同样的，下面的人也会对待你。我感谢主，我这么多年，我开始学习，开始去审灭真实的顺服，真实的降服的时候。今天啊，我现在在带的大专生，我现在带的敬拜团，许多许多的啊，我觉得属灵的儿女们这么样的听话，你不敢相信哎，我从来没有带过一个这么容易、这么顺服、这么听话的啊一批年轻人，呀，我叫他们说，哎，每一周听内在生活怎么样，二话不说去听啊。当然有的时候会忘掉了，要提醒一下。我说，哎，我们要晨祷，哎，我真的就开始晨祷啊。我们要怎么样怎么样，对，我就发现原来真的是我们怎么样去尊荣上一代，好，使你得福。我就跟年轻人讲，你想要得福吗？你能够翻转你们家族的咒诅一个关键，你想你得福，你希望你找到一个很棒的对象，你希望你以后不用为金钱忧虑，这是第一个原则。你必须不选择你的父母，而你在这个环境里面，你开始学习怎么样去尊荣，怎么样去降服。Amen. I think 我觉得我们时间应该差不多了。再多少？好，那我再嗨。Yeah, 我再可以再多讲点哈 ，OK。希伯来书5:8讲到耶稣他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。所以我们刚刚看到 Sam， 好。他的苦难是什么？就是马提娜牧师跟他讲，你不是敬拜者，就这句话，哎呦，重伤哎， 哇，就要把它里面全部都翻出来。但是我问一个问题，如果他当时有谦卑，他说哦，牧师说我不是一个真实的敬拜者，我先不快着反应，先等一下，我看看我是真实在来到教会是真实的要敬拜他，真实的啊 ，by the way， 真实的敬拜是顺服。所以你真实的敬拜是顺服，如果你没有在顺服全部里面，那个不是敬拜 ，by the way。所以你先自己察觉你的生命，不那么快去反应。你想想看，如果他留在待在这个教会的保护底下，还有我们大哥哥大姐姐一直建造他。他今天没有分享很多，他家经历很大的震动，那几年非常的不容易。OK， 经过他自己也很痛苦，但他没有很多分享他自己和爸爸的见证。但是如果那几年他愿意听，愿意降服，愿意跟我们在一起，我可以看到神在他生命上的医治还有制作是怎么样，是不一样的。今天当他愿意谦卑自己来到一个领袖面前说 I'm sorry， 我错了，你能够看到突然之间神就把他抬举了，你看见了吗？突然之间他伏下来看出我们的问题是我们往往跟领袖出现关系我们算了没事，那过去式。你没有拿起像 Sam 的勇气去找你的父母亲我今天没有机会分享我太多次跟我爸爸跟我妈妈道歉，我不想道歉，明明是他错明明是妈妈声音大明明是妈妈的掌控的灵，哈利路亚，我在牧主追求你根本不懂我每天用方言祷告等候神你追求那个另外一个教我们常常会有这样的想法，然后爸爸一点都不追求也不关心我，一年打一两次电话，我为什么要跟他道歉有一天我开到车上，我神就confirm你现在我跟爸爸吵架在怒气当中，你现在跟他道歉，我就硬着嘴皮把那个气从那个肚子努力的吐出来说爸我错了对不起，这样就这样把整个心柔软下来，柔软下就一点一滴。所以我鼓励大家不管是我们年长或是年轻的，在到底我们很往往跟一些 conflict 一些不容易不管是跟着父母还有属灵权柄像这样，我们可以直接就说换教会哇，我们可以直接说他不是他，你换教会等于就说牧者们多年来投资在你身上的，你不但没有感恩，你就离开了。你觉得在神的眼光是怎么样？你觉得在神的眼光是怎么样？我觉得阿巴父的心很痛，但我觉得今天求神给我们恩典，求神给我们恩典。我觉得讲到两代同心，一个很重要。第一个，我们要真的要谦卑，我们要放下坚持自己，不在乎谁错谁对牧者可能对，我可能对对不对？大家都说谁对，我跟太太也是，我们最大的吵架就是说那个谁就是谁对谁错。但是我们在家中的时候 we have to let that go， 我们必须要放下。希伯来书五章八节，这是讲到耶稣 by the way the perfect son of God，完美神的儿子，他说他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。我们一起来读一次，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。如果连我们的主耶稣基督都要学顺服 OK， 而且是怎么样的学习？借由捡这个复兴恩高的当中很快乐的顺从不是因所受的苦难，而我们蒙召，我们都是他的儿子，他要使众儿子一同带进荣耀。 磨成他神儿子的形象。所以神，我开始知道说，我不能选择我的父母，第一个，我不能选择我属灵的父母，第二个，他们每一个都是造就我。当时真的很苦，但是当我在顺从服在神大能的手下的时候，你知道其实神在做什么？神在试验你，神看你有没有 pass the test， OK， 你有没有你有没有通过考验。哦，另外一个开启就是说，神怎么样来考验你？我问你这个问题，神怎么样考验你是不是他可以认证的人？你知道是什么吗？ How does God show his approval over a man? Like what is the process? 其实就是借着你的领袖，不容易的领袖，不容易的领袖。我就发现原来每一个特别不容易的在我性格上对付，就是他要认证我，他在考验我，磨受我。结果我发现这么多年来在牧主，我经过十几个不同领袖，不同的对待，最新的那个利威牧师空降部队，哦，突然就来到我们一起坐下吃饭，他说诶，今天换我做你的老板。我说哇，哎呀，我怎么没有收到通知啊，诶，然后哇，我们就开始。但你知道我在每一位牧者领袖身上，因着我愿意聆听妈妈教的，江牧师教的，谦卑去聆听顺服，我跟利未学到很多，欸，我跟利未学到非常多的东西，是我之前没有办法学到的。而我就发现我开始传承，不管是张伟、 Martina、 江牧师、李文牧师，每一个牧师都做过我领袖的时候，我开始承接多样的恩膏，还有恩赐，一个一个都存在我的身上。 Amen。 神今天渴望一群成熟的儿子，你可以认得出这一位就是你的以利亚。明天Martin会讲更多，你要认出，好，认出我后来就是认出江牧师，这个就是我属灵的家，所以我不再跑东跑西，我认出这一个家是我可以被保护，我可以被领受，虽然我当时真的都不懂，但我感受到心里的一个平安。我真是我记得我第一次来到教会，坐在最后面，我就开始哭 ，for no reason， 不知道为什么。走进来，我曾经叫这个教会异端了，我一人进来，我开始哭。刚神提醒我，那个就是孩子，这个就是你的家。我再告诉你。这是你的家。今天我在对一些人来说话，我在对一些人说话。Recognize， 你去分辨，去认出神在你生命当中所放下哪一些是你的属灵权柄，哪一个是你属灵的家。虽然他们不完美，神只有不完美的器皿来磨塑不完美的人。OK， 但如果你愿意服在其中。你要得福，你要得福，好不好？我们一同起立，我们一起起立，我们一同来回应。
We just want to invite you to respond.
我想要邀请大家来回应。
I believe the Lord wants to restore and reconcile families.
我相信神他要来恢复，而且是家庭和睦。
For some of you, as we were sharing our stories, you felt the deep pain of hurt from the past.
当我们分享这些故事，你也觉得你在你的深处，在过去有一些的受伤的痛苦。
Whether it's from your family of origin,
不管是你的原生家庭
or your spiritual family,
或者是你的属灵家庭。
There have been hurts you've been carrying around, like baggage, like chains upon your heart.
就是好像是你承载了这样子的一个属灵的包袱，而且像锁链的一样这样子捆绑你。
Because of these hurts, you've held Abba Father at a distance.
因为这些伤害，你也把天父保持在距离之外。
Because of this hurt, you've held your heart at a distance from the spiritual family God has chosen for you.
也是因着这些伤害，也是因为你的心远离你的属灵家庭，是神为你预备的。
If that speaks to you, I just want to invite you to come.
若是这些是在对你的心说话，我就邀请你们到前面来。
Jesus, who was beaten, who was stripped, who was crucified for us.
耶稣他被击打，他被剥光衣服，而且被固定在十字架上，是为着我们。
Who was rejected more than anyone? Who suffered more than anyone?
他比世人更被拒绝，而且他比世人更受痛苦。
He's able to carry those. So if you've been hurt by your father, your spiritual father, your mother, your spiritual mother, we invite you come.
不管你是身为父母，或者你是属灵父母，我们
也邀请你前面。 Is willing to come and surrender all your offenses at the cross. I just invite you come. Don't wait.
或者你是属灵儿女，你把一些你觉得被冒犯的，你现在带到耶稣十字架的面前，不用再等待了。你可以。
A small offense. I just wish my parents would do this.
或者你对于你父母有一些小小的被冒犯，说父母你们为什么不做这些？
To years of feeling neglected or rejected，
或者是多年你感觉被拒绝，你被忽略。
I believe some of you have been suffering under this orphan victim mindset for a long time。
我相信很多人多年你们受这样的一个受害者孤儿的心态。
But I believe Abba Father's love has come to break you free。
但是天父的爱今天要临到你们，使你们得释放，得自由。
You have not been given a spirit of fear to fall back to fear.
现在你给神给你们勇敢的灵，是你们可以抵挡惧怕的。
You've been given a spirit of adoption that you can cry out, Abba, Father. Just start crying out, Abba, Father.
今天神给你们是神儿子的灵，你们可以呼叫阿爸父。
Abba,
你现在从你的内心深处可以开始呼叫阿爸父。
Just open up your mouth, talk to the Lord.
就打开你的嘴，打开你的心，说阿爸父，我来了。
Abba,
跟你的天父说话，我将自己降服于你。
I lay down every burden, every fence, every hurt at the feet of Jesus.
我将我一切的重担，一切的被冒犯，一切的伤害，摆在耶稣你的脚前。
I invite you come closer, come closer. Make room in the altar.
可以再更近来一点，再近来一点。
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just close your eyes. Keep your eyes before him. If you want to kneel, you can kneel.
你可以闭起眼睛，哦，就是。在父神面前，如果你想要跪下的话，你也可以跪下。
Whatever hurt, whatever offense you have towards your spiritual parents, towards your parents of origin,
不管是你原生家庭的父母，或者是你的属灵家庭的父母，你对他们的冒犯或伤害，你今天来到神面前面对。
Picture it like the shackles that are and lay it at the feet of Jesus.
就像好像你这些受伤的那个枷锁，今天可以脱落在耶稣的脚前。
I don't want to carry these offenses any longer.
我不愿意再让这些的冒犯在我的身上。
I don't want to hold you at a distance of a father.
阿爸父，我也不想要跟你直接再有这么远的距离。
I want to open my heart to you.
我要将我的心大大向你敞开。
You withheld nothing.
因为你为我没有保留。
Lord, you gave up heaven and earth to come for me.
耶稣，你放弃了天上地下，你就是来到这里。
That all of me could be fully yours.
让我可以完全的归属于你。
Just invite you to respond. Just talk to Abba Father.
我现在邀请你们向着天父回应，你可以对天父来说话。
Lay all the offenses at the feet of Jesus.
将你心中所有的冒犯今天放在耶稣的脚前。
You bring restoration. salvation. You bring restoration to my soul. You bring restoration. You bring restoration. Oh, you bring restoration to my soul. You bring restoration. You bring restoration. You bring restoration to my soul.
All things.
talking to Abba Father, just keep talking to the Lord.
你可以持续地对天父说。
I just want to invite spiritual mothers and fathers in the house.
但是我想要欢迎在这个家中的属灵父母。
If your son or daughter is here, would you find them? If they're at the altar, just invite you to come and pray over them.
若是你找到了你的儿女，属灵儿女，在这里，你去为他们祷告。
I just invite, especially home group leaders, if you could stand in the gap and pray for these ones.
我邀请属灵父母们，包括小家长。可以站在这样的一个破口上，让关系可以恢复。
Son or daughter is at the altar. I just want to invite you.
若是你是儿女们
，to embrace them.
你是儿女们，你也可以去跟你们的父母、属灵父母在一起，你们拥抱。
Maybe just like Sam, you've been holding offenses. Will you be willing to, as a son and daughter, repent of those things?
也许就像 Sam 一样，你身为一个儿女，你里头有一些被冒犯的，你可以去承认，而且去道歉。
Or as a mom or a dad, you've said things, hurtful things.
或者你是父母。你说了一些伤害儿女的话。
You haven't expressed your love towards your son or daughter.
你也要向你的儿女表达爱。
There's been this distance.
当你跟你的儿女有距离。
And you've been missing each other in your conversation, in your language. You miss each other.
或者在你们的对谈，在你们的沟通之间，没有办法有一个交流。
I believe Holy Spirit is here.
今天圣灵在这里
to bring reconciliation，
他要带一下这样的一个恢复和睦的工作
to bring transformation，
他要带一下改变跟转化
so just release you spiritual parents，
属灵父母们，你要释放这样一个和睦的恩膏
I release you moms and dads，
还有儿女们也要释放你们的父母
There's so much grace to turn your heart。
我们需要神的恩典，使我们的心可以彼此的转向。
Holy Spirit is here，
圣灵就在这里。
Holy Spirit is here，
圣灵在这里。
And He's turning the generations to be one，
他要使这两代要合一。
Me by a new name. You've taken my shame, and in its place, you give me joy. You've taken my pain, and you call me by a new name.In my shame, and in its place, you give me joy. You've taken my pain. You call me by a new name. You've taken my.My morning and turn it into dancing. my sadness and turn it into joy. You take my mourning and turn it into dancing. You take my weeping and turn it into laughing. You take my mourning and turn it into dancing. Take my sadness and turn it into joy. You take my mourning and turn it into dancing. You take my weeping and turn it into laughing. You take my mourning and turn it into dancing. You take my sadness and turn it into joy.
你是我唯爱，转眼变为跳舞。
你是我哭泣，转眼变为欢笑。
你是我悲哀，我转眼变为跳舞。
你是我痛苦，转眼变喜乐。
你是我悲哀，转眼变为跳舞。
你是我哭泣，转眼变为欢笑。
你是我悲哀，转眼变为跳舞。
你是我痛苦，转眼变
赐下你医治，
赐下你医治，
你赐下你医治。
You bring restoration.